Indian student groups here in the Boston area are meeting at MIT tonight to see a woman who many people in the U.S. may not know, although in India she's famous. We're talking about award-winning Indian film actress and director Nandita Das. She's not your typical Bollywood actress. She takes on controversial roles and issues, including playing the part of a newly married woman who realizes she's a lesbian as she becomes frustrated with the traditional roles of her marriage.
Isn't it amazing? We're so bound by customs and rituals. Somebody just has to press my button. This button marked tradition. And I start responding like a trained monkey.
That's Nandita Das in the 1996 film Fire. Das is also a human rights activist and an advocate for Indian independent film. And the website RS Bollywood calls her the thinking man's actress. We wanted to sit down with Nandita to talk about her work and how she balances that with her newest challenge, motherhood. Nandita Das, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Many of the themes in your films are serious and they're meant to be thought-provoking, but you also don't shy away from the risque. Your movies sometimes include love scenes, including one with two women. There's no nudity, I believe, but it's also fairly sensual in a country where public displays of affection are still largely frowned on. Are you trying to push the envelope?
Well, surely. I mean, if you want to make a difference and if you think this is a powerful medium, you've got to push the envelope. So whether it was Fire, the first film that I did, or it is Firaq, which deals with violence between two religious communities, I think all of it does disturb you. It pushes you out of your comfort zone, but isn't that what cinema is at some level also meant to do? It's not, I mean, there are, of course, there's cinema for entertainment as well, and I'm not looking down upon it at all, but I think each one to their own.
Nandita, you are in Cambridge to show your 2008 film Firaq, which you directed and which is about the brutal religious riots in the Indian state of Gujarat in 2002. More than 1,000 people were killed, mostly Muslims. And the attacks came after 60 Hindus died when a train carrying them was set on fire. Now you're showing this film in the U.S. Why are you revisiting this topic almost a decade later?
Well, I mean, why is Spielberg making films on the Holocaust after so many years? So a decade is nothing. Till the wounds don't heal, till we don't sort of remember that violence is not going to spare anybody, I think these stories need to be told. Sadly, things haven't improved. Of course, on the surface, there's much more peace and calm, but people don't feel safe. And that's why Firaq really deals not so much with the violence that happened during those 3 days, but, you know, the aftermath of the carnage, to see what all lingers on when the obvious violence is over.
The opening scene of Firaq is very disturbing. It's two men basically digging graves for countless bodies that are just being dumped off this dump truck. It seems like you really don't flinch from wanting to present the reality of violence.
Actually, through the whole film, there is no violence. There is really no gore. In fact, I'm often asked, and sometimes especially women have said that this could only be have made by a woman because you have not fallen for the temptation of showing violence. Yes, it does have dead bodies piled up, but that's what happened. I mean, that's what happened in many pogroms where there were these mass graves. And when the man who's a grave digger himself kind of goes a little hysterical, wanting to sort of smash even a dead body, you kind of realize that what psychologically, emotionally people must have gone through.
There's a paper in India called Hindu, and it recently quoted the president of the jury, I believe, at the Cannes Film Festival. And this is what that person said to you. It was a reference to your visit there. The person said, "I thought you were a sweet little Indian girl, but you are a firecracker."
Yes, that's what Emir Kusturica told me when I was in the jury in Cannes, yes. Well, yeah, I mean, they saw me in the sari clad young girl, and they thought, well, I was going to be sweet and quiet, but I wasn't.
I found myself wondering if it felt like a compliment or if it felt patronizing.
Well, maybe a bit of both. I literally laughed. I thought it was funny. And no, we became great friends. In fact, I've met him at various festivals. So I don't think it was just patronizing. I think there was a little bit of humor. And yeah, nothing to take too seriously.
You've said that women's rights are an important issue to you. By doing the work you do, are you trying to challenge the traditional role of women in India?
Definitely. I mean, I think world over, you know, women do have are not really equal. And when I say equal, it's not like, oh, but they are wearing jeans and they are working and they are smoking. Not that kind of superficial equality. We are talking about really equal opportunities, a space where women don't have to feel guilty all the time. I find women across board, including myself, with all my liberal ideas, I do feel guilty now that I'm a mother and you're working and you're doing 100 things. You feel, oh, am I doing my best? And I see, you know, women go through that everywhere in the world. And of course, in India, being a little more traditional society, there are many more challenges. There is female feticide and infanticide and sexual assaults and a whole lot of other problems. So I do try to, speak out, because I do think that this whole culture of silence, of not taking a stand, has put us in more and more trouble. So I think it's time that all of us speak out, not just for ourselves, but for each other.
Do you think that in general, Bollywood perpetuates the traditional stereotype of a woman?
Well, Bollywood in some ways reflects what the society wants at that point of time. And, the role of women has changed in society, and we do see those changes. So these days you do see women working in films, but apart from wearing business suits and carrying files, you don't quite know what they do and how they think and how they balance their lives. All that the mainstream cinema doesn't really explore. To a large extent, it does perpetuate certain stereotypes. Those stereotypes do change. I mean, earlier, I remember even till the 80s, I would say the vamp was this Western-clothed woman, often blonde. She was supposed to be this bad woman enticing the hero. And the Indian woman, the heroine, would wear a sari or a more traditional outfit. Today, the Indian heroine wears all these Western clothes, is in bikini, and that's fine. So your vamp and your heroine have sort of merged into one. So, I mean, things are changing, but I think more superficially than with more depth.
You recently had, I believe, your first child, a baby boy named Vihan.
Yes.
Has being a new mom changed your interests or the direction you want to take your work?
Yes and no. I mean, I think my core remains the same. I still want to explore different forms to say what I want to say. And the way it has changed is that I'm just enjoying motherhood so much, more than I had imagined I would, because I was such a workaholic. I was a nomad. I used to travel all the time. And I realized that watching a child grow is not just the motherly love, but is also a journey beyond that. I mean, I think I'm far more sensitive to the privileges I have in the way I want to raise my child, how safe I want him to be, nutrition, psychological, safety, etc. And I realize so many children are so vulnerable. So I think in a way, your commitment to do something larger actually increases. I'm also worried the kind of world he's going to get into, whether it's the violence, whether it's the whole technological assault with kids constantly glued on their computers and television. So I am concerned about all of this. And I just want that him to be part of that journey and, him to see his mother work and for him to grow up to be a sensitive human being, a sensitive man.
Nandita Das, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha. It was a pleasure talking.